Well, here's a good news story. A couple of years ago, an old shipping container was placed on the Sheldon College school grounds, and two Year 10 students decided to convert it into temporary housing. It's an extraordinary story. The principal of Sheldon College is Dr. Lynn Bishop, and joins me now. Dr. Bishop, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So from this idea a few years ago, 3 years ago now, from two of your students, what have you got?
Well, we have a wonderful exemplar now of temporary housing and accommodation. It was an initiative of two of our students, Dana Wilson and Anna Sideris, whilst they were here at school. And this was a project that was undertaken in their design technology class with their teacher. And the girls at the time were affected by some heartbreaking statistics that were surrounding women affected by domestic violence. So as part of their lesson with Carl Ulshaw, they decided to construct a unit for safe temporary accommodation for victims of domestic violence. So this required them then to procure a shipping container, and the girls then began the task of transforming that into a safe and homely temporary shelter.
And how many girls were involved from start to finish to get this end product?
There were two girls, but they did seek the support of a number of key members and organisations within the Redlands community in order to have them donate goods and services to assist with this project.
It's an extraordinary story, and must be one of great pride for the school.
Absolutely. We're having a launch tomorrow, and we'll have a number of dignitaries from the local area. And then we will have it donated to Maybank Accommodation and Crisis Support. And that's a local Redlands-based charitable organisation, which primarily has the sole mission of providing short-term respite for victims of domestic violence.
So give us a paint a picture for the listeners, Dr. Bishop, as what this container now looks like.
Well, it's absolutely superb. It's a self-contained facility, totally secure, has full furnishings. All of the facilities have been supplied by businesses and such in the Redlands. It can be dropped into any region. It operates with minimal connection. It could be used for any form of natural disaster or refugee crisis. It's had solar panels installed that will provide power for it. It has instant hot water by connection of gas. It can be connected to mains electricity. In terms of its security, it has lockable windows and doors, stainless steel meshing on the doors. It's got motivated action lighting around the entrance, and all of the appliances have been provided, along with hot water, cooking facilities, a fridge, bedding, and so on. It's like walking into a martyr home.
Oh, that is wonderful. All from two of your former students now, aren't they, Dana and Anna? Okay.
So it fits very much, Mark, within the emphasis that we have in this school on social emotional learning, because we weave that into the fabric of our academic content at Sheldon, and community service and service learning are very important elements of that aspect of the curriculum.
Will the girls be back tomorrow?
Yeah, sorry.
Will the girls be back tomorrow?
Oh, yes. It allows us as teachers to be able to bring together that emotional, cognitive and pro-social skills that students need both in school and in life. And I guess it's about encouraging all of our students to engage appropriately with their community so that they see the worth and value in every human being, regardless of their differences or their particular circumstance.
Well done. Wonderful stuff. And I hope you have a really big day tomorrow. Thank you for your time.
It will be. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak with you.
You too. Dr. Lynn Bishop, who is the principal of Sheldon College. You can Google. We might even put a photo up. I think Olympia's got some photos of the shipping container. We might put up on our Facebook page or the website page. I hope we got some photos. If not, I'll send you out to Sheldon College tomorrow to take some photos. So well done to Dana Wilson and Anna Sideris, who came up with this shipping container idea and then turned it into a home for those that are struggling. So well done, and the official launch is tomorrow.